What distinguished the Catholic Church from all, and I've had lawsuits against the Jehovah's Witnesses, against Jewish congregations, against Baptists, nothing unique about Catholics. Because, you know, lions go where there's antelopes. Predatory pedophiles go where there's victims, where you have power and access. What was unique about them is the recycling. And the recycling consists of you take somebody, no question that he molested children, you send them for your own in-house therapy, you decide he's cured, then you introduce him to another parish without disclosing to that parish the person's background. That's where the wheels came off their morality. They didn't disclose. They still haven't committed to disclosure. They're talking about one strike depending on the severity and blah, 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 blah. The church even came up with this new term. The perpetrators are not pedophiles. They're epiphiles. What does that mean? Well, don't ask me, because I mean, no scientific group has ever recognized the term. But what it means to them is homosexuals. And their position is that it's these seductive boys that brought out the latent homosexuality in these poor, innocent priests. That's their position. That's been their position right along. So, I mean, they take and blame the victim to absolutely new heights. And it's not hard to blame the victim because child sexual abuse is a crime that very often induces guilt in the victim over and over again. I can't tell you how many kids I've represented who find a way to blame themselves